Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne. The property tax rate in Rock Island is expected to increase by about 9% next year. The Rock Island City Council voted 5-2 last night to approve the first reading of the tax increase. The council is expected to finalize the increase by year's end. Water bills are also expected to go up. Council voted to increase the wastewater treatment rate by 3% in order to make the water from the Mississippi cleaner downstream. Alderman Stephen Tollinier says he voted for the increase to help meet a federal requirement and to help downriver communities.
I just hope everybody upstream of us is doing the same thing. The river is cleaner, but it's to a huge cost of everyone here.
The city council also voted to raise the gas tax by 1 cent per gallon. City staff say that increase will prevent the property tax rate from going up another 1%. More than 100 children now have their first bicycle. Yesterday, Bikes for Brains held its annual giveaway to ensure that needy children will have a good Christmas. Co-chair Sandy Seeley says this has become an important part of her own holiday celebration each year.
When you see these kids, and they've got that big smile on their face because they realize that that bike is theirs. It is so cool. Yeah, it does. It just gives a nice warmth to you knowing that you're involved in something that works.
Seeley says local residents contributed $9,500 this year. Illinois residents are being reminded by the state that if they still need health insurance under the Affordable Care Act for next year, they must register by Friday night. The state says it's issuing the reminder because people may not understand that they can no longer change their plans in January after receiving their first premium bill. People looking to purchase insurance should visit getcovered.illinois.gov to view individual plans offered both on and off Illinois' exchange under the Affordable Care Act. Former Iowa Department of Transportation Director Paul Trombino III is stepping down from his nomination to lead the Federal Highway Administration. President Trump nominated Trombino, and he cleared a Senate committee earlier this fall, but now he says he will stay in Iowa to take care of his ailing father. I'm Benjamin Payne for WVIK News.